Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
And I'm joined by two lovely ladies this afternoon. I'm joined by Danielle from the Isle of Wight Council. Good afternoon, Danielle.
Good afternoon.
And Louise. And where are you from, Louise?
I'm from Island Riding Centre.
Island Riding Centre. That's not far from here, is it?
It's not. Not at all. Just up the road.
Okay. Now, what we're talking about is short breaks. So if you don't know what short breaks is, we run on a Saturday morning here. We're one of the short breaks providers. But what's the scheme about, Danielle?
Short Breaks is a scheme that provides activities for children of 0 to 19 years old with disabilities and or additional needs.
Okay. And it's to give the parents a short break. It's not necessarily educational, but it is fun.
It is, yeah. It's fun activities. Some of them the parents can stay.
Oh, yes.
You know, for swimming, for example, they can get in the pool with their child. But some are for a short break as well. So the parents get a break.
And to qualify, it used to be called a gateway card. I think you've changed the name of it.
It has. We've rebranded now. So the children can, the parents can apply for a membership card, and it's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Any child 0 to 19 can have a membership card. There's no means testing
no,
at all.
No. And so some of the activities have a small charge associated with them. We charge, for example, £5 for the Saturday morning sessions. And you can pay by card here now. We have the
no
facilities. But Louise, do you offer something horse-based, presumably?
We do. Every Monday and every Thursday, we have six places for children to come. It's £10 a session, and they get to do mucking out, stable management, grooming, interaction with the ponies, and then they have a half an hour group riding lesson.
Oh, right.
And we actively encourage parents to come and join in as well, so they help muck out and groom and be with the children if they wish to.
And do you provide all the safety kit and everything?
Absolutely, yes. And we were given a grant recently for some helmets, so we've got loads of helmets, all up to date, current standards, and boots for them to borrow as
they
well.
They look the same as they did about 30 years ago, but
I don't think much has changed, though.
No. but they're much tougher, I expect.
I think so, yes, yeah. Health and safety now.
I'm a bit of a fan, I'm not a fan, necessarily a fan of horse riding, so I've never done it. One day I will. Oh, okay. But around my way there's a stable. You see these little tiny girls on enormous horses, and they're in complete control. I always find that amazing to watch.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I was going to say, I think the horses pick up on children and they work together really well.
I've often heard that a horse can understand that a child's got additional needs of one sort or another. Does that actually happen?
I actually think so. So we have Warby, one of our eldest horses, and Bluebell, and they work with our RDA sessions for children.
RDA?
Disabled riding.
Oh, right,
disabled. And I think they seem to pacify the person, and also the horses pick up that they know they've got to be extra careful plod round. But these horses can also be the first ones on the race on the beach. So I think they do. They seem to know.
They know what's going on.
Absolutely.
So, but with a lot of these short breaks, if the particular individual doesn't want to do a particular activity, they don't have to. There's
Absolutely not.
Going riding, you're going as
well. No, they don't. And some children decide they don't want to. And we do, as Danielle just said, we have children with special needs. They might not fancy it that day.
Yeah.
So we encourage other bits, stuffing more hay nets, doing a bit more grooming.
That's fine.
Whatever they feel they want to. And it's out in the fresh air. It's good activities. It's nice and they've got a bit of freedom and they all enjoy it.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm sure it's a lovely activity. As you say, it's outdoors mostly.
Yep.
And there's all the spells of the countryside, let's put it that way.
Yes. And if the weather's really awful, we always ride indoors. Yeah. We've got some nice
facilities. You've got an indoor place.
We've got a beautiful indoor arena.
How many times can you groom a horse? Is it, or does it mind?
I don't think they really mind. And some of the children have quite a low attention, so they just want to have a go. And then some horses and some children like to spend the whole half an hour grooming, and the horses fall asleep.
Sounds like an ideal life for
Perfect,
a horse to me. There's a whole range, though, Daniel, of these short breaks. I mean, we're just the radio is our one, and your one is the horses. But there's a whole range of them, isn't there?
There is. Yes, there's a winter guide that's available at the moment, so parents can go on www.iwhite.com/shortbreaks to find out more. And it's in a guide that we send out. It's got a number of activities from sort of youth clubs, like you said, what do you guys provide? Swimming, Lego club, There's a new Dungeons and Dragons club, which is very popular.
Gosh,
yeah, that's actually based at the Riverside Centre.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I visited them last night, and it was really fascinating to find out more about how the Dungeon Master runs the game.
I've no idea how it works, so yeah. I won't go into it now, because I've got some teenagers that come in the setting. I'm sure they'll tell me.
But yeah, there's a number of activities, and at the moment the application process is open for new providers and current providers for grant funding from April onwards.
Okay.
So we do welcome new providers to contact us. I'm happy to go through the process and any ideas they might have.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, your office is very helpful with all these kind of things.
Oh, thank you.
If you are thinking of being a new provider for a short break, you're not in competition with the rest of us, don't get me wrong,
not at all.
Because people who want to go horse riding probably don't want to go on the radio, and vice versa necessarily. Mm-hmm. But there'll be a whole bunch of things they might want to do. So if you do something that's suitable for youngsters up to the age of 19, often with additional needs... not necessarily serious additional needs, just some. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they have got major differences and things that need to be addressed.
Each child is different, it's there's a vast scale of additional needs and disabilities. Mm. So we try and cater for as many children as we can.
Yeah.
And I think you all work really hard to accommodate each child as an individual.
So. Yes, we do. We do, and we try to play to their strengths. We've been very lucky here. We've had some really good youngsters, and two of them are now, because we're limited in terms of numbers that we can have here in under the scheme. That's not your fault, that's how it is. We've promoted two of them to be mentors, so they're going to come in on the same day, but mentor the newer ones.
That's good.
So they've moved on, because they are getting towards the top end of their age range anyway. It's a really nice Saturday mornings that we do 3 hours, and it is the fastest 3 hours of my week. By the time we get to 1 o'clock of a Saturday lunchtime, that went fast. So it's good. And I was going to say
our Mondays go very fast, and the Thursdays, because it's 3:30 till 5.
It's quite busy, isn't it, when you've got lots of
youngsters? And it's active, and it's constant. You're on your feet, and you're running around.
And you don't realise how tiring it is till you get home, do you?
No, the girls do. But we were just saying about leading to other things. Some of the children who come to us, they all want to do the course that we run. So they might go into the education
side. That's great, isn't it?
And it's providing something that they, a next stepping stone for them to come and do something else.
I think it's something that mainstream schools don't necessarily provide, because they have a job to do and they've got criteria to fit. But if you get out and experience something else, like horses or radio or Lego clubs or whatever, I've seen some fantastic Lego artistry. It's just, it's just a kid's toy, but it could be so much more than that. Get people out and exercise their brains a bit.
Yeah.
I know, not giving anything away, you were talking to our previous guest about maybe she becoming a provider, because it's a nice little educational thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
If people want to find out more, it's iwhite.com, and they'll just search for short breaks.
It's / short breaks.
And that'll give you the brochure,
That's got all the details. Yeah. It's got our phone number, the contact email. So if anybody wants to pop me an email, I'm happy to set a meeting up or call them to chat.
Yeah, if you want to be a provider, talk to Danielle about it. If you want to get one of your children along to one of these events, it's also on that same site, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The application form's on there. It's free.
Yeah.
And you can upload a photo of your child. It just, you can do it from your phone. It's quite simple.
Yeah.
And then you'll get a membership card with a membership number, and then you can go along and try it.
And just book directly through us then. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will just reinforce that one of the things that Danielle's office does, you do check all the safeguarding stuff for all the providers. And go where DBS checks are required. Are they still called DBS checks?
They
change the name every couple of years. That you check all that stuff.
We're all first aiders, DBS.
Yeah, all the providers have got first aid facilities, they've got background checks done, they've got all the safeguarding in place, feel safe that
the children will be looked after well.
Danielle's office has checked all that stuff for you. And so you can send your child there with absolute confidence. But you can stay if you want.
Yes.
We don't encourage the adults to stay, because it can be a bit boring sitting out in our outside studio not seeing anything happening. But of course, if you've got horses to deal with, it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, the parents sometimes get involved as well. Yeah. And I think it helps the children if they're a bit nervous and they see their parents grooming a pony, a big horse that they might not want to go near, and the parents are, the children then get involved.
Yeah. So it's a nice, it can be a nice family activity if you want it to be that way.
Yeah.
And I have to say, we've done very well with ours. We're very pleased with our youngsters. They've turned into a great bunch of young adults now. So we've got a couple of new ones come along last weekend, So we're very pleased with that.
Oh,
so
great.
If you want to be a short breaks provider, contact Danielle's office, iwhite.com/shortbreaks, all one word.
Yeah.
And you'll find out more details. And you offer more than just short breaks, though, don't you? Well, you might as well plug what you do while you're sitting in front of the microphone.
Well, we do all riding lessons at Island Riding Centre. So we work with SEN teams, Isoropia recently, with mental health groups.
Mm-hmm.
Young offenders are being up to us to do some
riding. Right, okay.
So we do all different types of lessons, a little bit of jumping. We have some amazing horses. We have four World Horse Welfare Rescue Ponies with us that our students from HTP College are bringing on to be the next riding school horses.
Right.
So we're really trying to interact with the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And doing different things and to encourage riding and the great outdoor activities that we
have. Whereabouts are you?
So Island Riding Centre, Staplers Road, Newport.
Oh, Staplers Road, yes.
So not far.
I know what you mean. Not far away.
No.
And you're on Facebook and you've got your website.
Absolutely,
that kind of thing.
Yes.
Just Google Island Riding Centre.
IslandRidingCentre.com,
And that'll find you. You can find it even more. But you can always do a taster as a short break, see? You know,
absolutely,
effectively, not a free taster, but a cheap taster of what's going on and go for that. So thank you for coming in, you two.
Thank you so much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.